Because of the vote we took tonight, the largest rescissions in American history. All the COVID money, the billions of dollars sitting out there that they said they would never bring back. You know what? To the taxpayer, to you hardworking Americans, we stood for you. We brought that money back. For those who are afraid that they're going to get audited because the president wants to have 87,000 new IRS agents, right now he has zero. We took every single dollar they were going to hire somebody this year away. And I promise you, I'll be back next year and next year and next year. Because I believe government should be here to help you, not go after you. We didn't just take the money from this year. We took another $20 billion. I think we should get some more border agents with that $20 billion. I think that's where America would want to see us go. We capped the ability of growth of spending in government for the next 6 years. We're holding people accountable to do the work you're supposed to do as a member. Otherwise, cuts across the board. We are unshackling what holds America back for competition with other countries. For the first time in 40 years, we changed the environmental review process so you don't have to wait 7 years on average to build a road. You could do it in one or two. So it's not just the bridges, it's not just the roads, it's the energy projects that will make us energy independent. We stopped $400 million going from the CDC Global Health Fund, not to Americans, but taking Americans' money to send it to China. I believe in looking after America first. More than two-thirds of our conference voted for it. We got all the Democrats who signed a discharge petition to say they would never raise the debt ceiling, only raise it clean. We got them to vote for it too. So think about how much further we can go. I didn't stand far from this room after a couple, 3 days of trying to get elected speaker. And every question you gave me, what could we survive? What could we even do? I told you then, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Each week, we have stood up for the American public. Be it its strongest border security, be it a parent's bill of rights so you can have a say in your kid's education. Be it ending the pandemic or standing up against those who are weak on crime to make our streets safer. Tonight, I hope we proved it to you again, that we put the citizens of America first. And we didn't do it by taking the easy way. We didn't do it by the ways that people did it in the past by just lifting it. We decided that you had to spend less, and we achieved that goal. Is it everything I wanted? No. But sitting with one House, with a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic president who didn't want to meet with us, I think we did pretty dang good for the American public.
Can I tell you that ought to be the stump speech of every Republican running in the House or the Senate in this election cycle. Not about abortion, but about stuff like this. Things that are going to make your life better. I got to tell you, I've had my doubts over the years about Kevin McCarthy, but I'm going to tell you, on balance, I think he's doing a pretty good job. And I'll be interested to find out. Maybe in our next hour, we'll open up our phone lines to have you give him a letter grade. He passed what I think is a major step forward with the budget bill. And if the Senate fumbles and stumbles its way, well, then so be it. So be it. All I'm saying is, I think in this particular instance, you know, I wasn't excited about getting a speaker after 15 votes, but it looks like it was worth the wait. Stay with us; more to come. We're going to take you up to Carson City. Melissa Hardy will join us, Assemblywoman District 22. What's going on? Is the veto pen going to be coming out for Governor Lombardo? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Gallant, your Assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd District. With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities, and our constitutional rights. As a small business owner and a mother of two young boys, my focus is to advocate for small business, school choice for our children, and freedom from government interference in our lives. You don't need government dictating how you should live, work, and be happy. That's why I decided to run for the Nevada Assembly. Now, I'm proud to be working alongside Governor Joe Lombardo to protect Nevada families and their rights. I know you know best how to provide for your family and raise and educate your kids. My conservative colleagues and I are fighting to protect Second Amendment rights, help our police forces fight rising crime, and pass laws that fight election fraud and secure our elections. We are working to get it done the Nevada way.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studio from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The 2023 Atlantic hurricane season getting underway today. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Forecasters are predicting a near normal 2023 hurricane season. Mike Farrar, director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Environmental Prediction Centers, says expect a few big storms.
12 to 17 named storms with top winds of at least 39 miles per hour. Of these, 5 to 9 are forecast to become hurricanes with maximum winds of at least 74 miles per hour.
Farrar says it's time to prepare now for the season's expected hurricanes. I'm Donna Water.
Also at townhall.com, more and more people are being sent to strengthen security at the southern border.
The governors of Virginia, West Virginia, and South Carolina are joining the growing list of Republican-led states sending soldiers or other state law enforcement officers to the U.S. border with Mexico. Virginia's Glenn Youngkin announced Wednesday he's deploying 100 Virginia National Guard soldiers and 21 support personnel at the request of Texas Governor Greg Abbott. South Carolina's Henry McMaster and West Virginia's Jim Justice made similar announcements Wednesday. At least 8 Republican-led states have made similar deployments in the weeks since Abbott appealed for assistance, which was issued in mid-May. Keith Peters reporting.
On the battlefront, Russia launched a Proton missile barrage at the Ukrainian capital, killing 3 people, including a 9-year-old and her mother. It was the highest toll from a single attack in Kyiv over the past month. Officials say the barrage also damaged apartment buildings, schools, and a children's hospital. Stocks finishing higher, the Dow up 154 points, and the NASDAQ added 165. More at townhall.com.
Miss Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Green. I'm so confident that Rough Green can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFF Greens.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A man was arrested yesterday in the fatal stabbing of a homeless man near downtown. 43-year-old Jesse Del Rosario was jailed on charges of murder and battery of a protected person. Records show that Del Rosario is suspected of killing a man in his 50s, whose body was found Tuesday afternoon in the 1000 block of A Street. Police said two homeless men were in a fight when that stabbing happened. It's not immediately clear how Del Rosario was tied to the killing, but he's scheduled to appear in court this afternoon. The UNLV football team will appear on the over-the-air broadcast network for the first time since 2005 when the Rebels play Michigan on September 9th. That game will be on CBS. The 12:30 p.m. game will also mark UNLV's first appearance on CBS. That's Channel 8 locally. UNLV announced its national TV schedule for the upcoming season yesterday, which also features games on ESPN and the Fox networks. Three of UNLV's Mountain West games will be on national television. Now, there's a chance of a shower this afternoon. Look for a daytime high of 90, a low of 66. It's 88 degrees right now in Las Vegas.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, expect a little bit of congestion downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl. Interstate 515 northbound at Eastern. The volumes are heavy on the 215 Southern Beltway eastbound at Decatur. And watch for accidents Nellis at Washington and Lake Mead at Ryan.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local. I don't know if you've seen the footage. You got to look it up. I mean, it's awful. The president, full fall, all down on all fours at a graduation ceremony, an Air Force graduation ceremony, and it just begs the question. Now, I know the president pointed to the ground where he tripped, and the word is that there might have been a beanbag that was in his direct route. But I'm going to tell you something. It looked awful. I mean, you don't see that with Putin. You don't see that with Bibi Netanyahu. You don't see it with any of the world leaders. This guy is stumbling and fumbling. Will he serve all 4 years? You tell me. And in fact, what I'm going to do, I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out if you think this president's going to serve out his full term. I'm becoming convinced that he will not. That, you know, they'll prop him up like Weekend at Bernie's, but he probably will not serve his entire 4 years. That there will be some intervening health crisis that that gets in the way of that. What do you think? I firmly believe, and again, I just finished spending the weekend with a bunch of aunts and uncles and folks in their 80s, some in their 90s, and it is precarious for them health-wise. It is. You tell me if you think this president is going to be serving out his full 4 year term. I am now of the belief, especially after seeing this, and to see him on all fours, scrambling. Unbelievable. Tell you what, let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. He takes off like a track star, but he doesn't go too far, though, Joe Biden.
You're right. I hadn't thought of that, but that's true.
You know, he starts good out of the gate, but no, he maybe gets a couple feet and then crash. Hey, but I wanted to say he's probably going to finish out his term in Guantanamo Bay or Guam. I think he's probably a good choice for that. Probably his whole regime. I let you know a couple weeks back, I looked into what Todd Callender said, and that was the fact that not one person under Joe Biden, not one of his picks, from Kamala to all his military picks, like, say, Milley and all those guys, Blinken, any of them, Sullivan, not one of them were sworn in under a notary. They're actually in office right now in a military coup. Not one has been sworn in. You can't do that in this country, as far as I know, Kevin.
Well, I worry about the future of our country. There are people around Biden who have they got problems, legal problem, potential legal problems. And as we get to this FBI whistleblower, we're going to find that more and more people were involved in this Biden crime family thing. Brady, I'm glad. By the way, quickly, Brady, before I let you go, does he serve out? Does he serve out the term?
Oh, no, he's not going to make it. I think we might even see Donald Trump reinstated here in the next few months.
God forbid. Oh, it gets worse. It gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse. It gets worse. Thanks, Brady. I mean, I'd love to see Trump as president, but I think he will do it the more traditional way, and that's by winning the primaries and winning the general election. I think I don't think he'll do it via coup. I just don't. I want to go to the audio sound bites real quick. Jesse Waters has been watching Ron DeSantis, and Ron DeSantis has been in Iowa. He's been in New Hampshire. He's going to South Carolina. This presidential race on the Republican side is fully engaged now. I mean, we are in the presidential primary race on the Republican side. But I want you to listen to Jesse Waters. This is cut number two, breaking down Ron DeSantis as a candidate. And I find his analysis really interesting. Listen to this.
Fox News alert, Ron DeSantis is making a hard play for Iowa. The governor campaigned all over the state today. But Trump's on his heels. Trump Force One just touched down in Iowa. He'll be doing a town hall with Hannity tomorrow night at 9. So let's break down what DeSantis looks like as a presidential candidate. He had some pretty good one-liners this week.
I believe that the decline of our country is not inevitable. I believe it's a choice. A leader does not use polls to tell them what to do. If Hunter were a Republican, he would have been in jail long ago. Our great American comeback starts by sending Joe Biden back to his basement in Delaware.
Now, if you want any kind of national traction, you can't be boring. And you got to feed juicy sound bites to the media machine. Well, no one's better at that than Donald Trump. But DeSantis is already creating some friction with the establishment media. Watch.
Toy-sized Mussolini Ron DeSantis unveils his authoritarian manifesto, vowing to destroy leftism and wokeism. Not even Trump is dumb enough to go after America's most popular family entertainment provider.
I thought DeSantis was supposed to be the non-fascist alternative to Trump. I guess not.
He is trying to be a carbon copy of Donald Trump in that his campaign and his candidacy is based on grievance politics, divisiveness, and extreme policies.
I say this with conviction. I think Ron DeSantis is far more dangerous than Donald Trump.
Now, the media's reaction to DeSantis tells you they think he's a big threat. But DeSantis's secret weapon is his wife, Casey. Like most of us do, he married up.
I'm also pretty happy to be here because I get to talk to somebody older than four, which is an accomplishment for me. By the way, if you're wondering why my voice is a little bit hoarse, well, it's because I've been negotiating with a three-year-old all day today as to why they cannot color with permanent marker on the dining room table. Our kids, 6, 5, and 3, are the light of our lives. I mean, they are the reason why we fight. They give us so much happiness, a little exhaustion now and again. But don't think for a second, when the governor doesn't come home at the end of a long day, I don't hand them to him.
Now, Casey's going to be a big asset, even though Don Lemon says she's past her prime. And she'll help win over some of those white women who vote how their husbands tell them to. Hey, Sonny. The DeSantis launch hasn't been perfect, though. The Twitter deal wasn't great. And maybe I'm being a little nitpicky. Their advance team needs to up their game. His staff put him in front of a gigantic American flag, which is good. But the flag was too big. And when the camera took a tight shot at DeSantis at the podium, all you could see was just a giant white and red stripe. He looked like he was running for the president of Poland. I'm a TV guy. I notice these things. But DeSantis has been on message in Iowa. Listen.
If we allow the election to become about other things other than Biden's failures, if he's able to hibernate in his basement for the whole campaign and not have to answer tough questions, well, then we may be in danger of seeing a Democrat sweep in 2024.
That was a clever way of saying if Republicans nominate Trump, then the election's just going to be all about Trump instead of what it should be about, Biden's failures. But honestly, Biden's going to hibernate no matter who the Republican nominee is. And then Ron showed a little leg. He doesn't really want to get in the mud with Trump, and he politely challenged Trump not to get into the mud with him either and focus their firepower on Joe.
Which is the smart play. Now, you know, you can talk about who's the most dynamic personality in the race, and it's obviously Trump. But from a just from a campaign strategy, what you heard right there with Jesse Waters on Fox News last night, it was perfect. This is about the Biden failures. It's not about what happened in 2020. It's not about anything else. It's not about the indictment in New York. It is all about how Joe Biden, God bless him, and I wish him well, but he's stumbling and fumbling around as he did today at that Air Force graduation. And it was ugly. If you have not seen it, check it out on your smartphone, and you can see that this was a complete fall down. With the insurance companies, they call them slip and falls. And that's exactly what he did. He slipped and he fell, and he's on all fours trying to get up. That's our American president. And it was scary to watch. By the way, does he serve out his final few years? Does he serve a full four-year term as president, or does he step down? Hand over the reins to, God forbid, Kamala Harris. Stay where you are. More to do. In fact, I'll tell you what. We'll get to some calls on that and a whole lot more coming up on our next segment. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. We'll talk with you coming up next. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. They'll move you up in line. They'll give you some extra love. And we'll do all that and a whole bunch more coming up in just a couple minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world's
seems to be in a state of confusion. Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reporting. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A couple of days ago, Governor Lombardo signed SB Senate Bill 131 into law. Megan Barth was all over this story with the NevadaGlobe.com. Here's what she wrote. This afternoon, Governor Lombardo handed a, quote, huge victory, unquote, to Nevada Democrats and their activists as he signed Senate Bill 131 into law. SB 131, an abortion bill first filed and sponsored by Nicole Cannizzaro, passed the Assembly along party lines and passed the Senate with